The church in Vovoyets was built of wood. It's around 15 meters tall, about 13 meters long and 9 meters wide. It consists of three sections. Each of them is covered by a separate roof. The roofs are all clad in shingles, in other words, small, thin, tapering pieces of wood that are laid out to overlap one another. All of the roofs are crowned with a modest onion dome. The highest dome soars over the porch. The one above the nave is middling in size, and the lowest one is set over the chancel and faces east. The tower soars upwards on the western tower. It has walls that slope slightly towards each other. The upper part ends in a cubical chamber known as a pionterek or izbitsa. Above that, there's a dome-like cupola. The windows illuminating the interior of the church are rectangular. They're set into the side walls of the nave in groups of three. Inside, one eye-catching feature is the choir loft on the western wall. Complete with carved balustrade, it stretches more or less halfway along the side walls. The balustrade itself is decorated with paintings of rows of red flowers and leaves. The iconostasis is painted an intensive light blue. It is asymmetrical, with the section on the left housing more icons than the one on the right. It has a row of icons depicting scenes from Whit Sundays, which rarely feature on an iconostasis. There are numerous fascinating paintings on the walls and ceiling. One of them presents the prophet Elijah being taken up into heaven. Elijah is depicted on a chariot harnessed to two horses set against a blue background. The artist depicted the chariot on a cloud and the prophet with his arms flung wide open. Another painting portrays Joshua's army crossing the River Jordan with armed cavalrymen and foot soldiers lining the riverbank.